السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله with the فضل كرم and إحسان of Allah Ta'ala, we find ourselves once again on a Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. The ayat al-kareema that we recited is actually a dua. It's an ayat of the Quran Sharif, but it is a dua. So these duas are taught to us by Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Pak wants us to make dua to Him in these words. A person, he leases a house or a room. So the owner of the house or the room, they give him a key. So they expect him to open the door with that key. If he doesn't use that key, the door not going to get opened. So the best du'as are the du'as of the Quran Sharif and the du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we find in the ahadith mubarakah. However, Allah Ta'ala is so merciful that even if we make du'a in our own words, the doors of this dunya, if we don't open with that key, it won't open. But Allah Ta'ala is so merciful that even if we make dua in our own words, whatever language, our own broken way, Allah Ta'ala will accept that also. So this particular dua, Allah Ta'ala is teaching us to beg Him. That we say, O our Rabb, Rabbana, O our Rabb, La tuzigh qulubana. O Allah, do not allow our hearts to go crooked. Do not allow our hearts to go crooked. Ba'da iz hadaytana. After you have given us hidayat. So this means this dua is made by believers. That a person, after having brought iman, there is still the big possibility of his heart going crooked. Now what is meant that the heart goes crooked? A person whose heart is straight, he will not find enjoyment, long-term enjoyment in guna. Anyone besides Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, anybody can fall into a sin. Right? But falling into a sin is like falling into najasat, napaki. Our Hazrat Mu'in Patel Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, Allah Ta'ala fill his qabr with noor. So he used to give this example that if a person was walking alongside a sewer line, an open sewer. Right? Those days in India, I know, used to have open sewer. So if a person was walking alongside there, one is don't go near, I must go near the sewer. But if he went near there and he fell down, now he fell down in the sewerage. Now there is napaki, all people's feces and urine and all that going there. Dirty water, filthy water. So now, What reaction do you expect from him? That immediately, when he's falling, he slipped, he fell, he can't help himself. Now he fell in that najas. But immediately you expect him to wake up from there. Although he didn't do it intentionally, he slipped, he fell, but he's still embarrassed. He doesn't want anybody to see him also in this condition. Forget the napaki of insan. the stool of a bird, not a bird of prey, these normal birds what we see flying around here, doves and sparrows and those yellow birds and all that, right? So now, if you're walking past the tree and the dropping of that bird falls on you, which according to the fuqaha is not napak. But that too you won't want anybody to see. You feel embarrassed now. Although it's no fault of yours. But you feel dirty now. This nobody must see now that bird made on me. So now if the person falls into that sewage there, you expect him immediately. He wants to jump out of there. He is embarrassed that he fell in there. Although he slipped and he fell. Right? And now immediately he is looking for the first bathroom. He must get into the first bathroom, have a good scrub, take off that clothes, put that clothes in one bucket with strong soap and everything to soak, get all that filth off that clothes. Maybe if it's an old clothes store, he'll even take it and throw it in the bin. Leave it now, let that thing go. Don't even see it again. And then he wants to bath properly, so much soap he's using, water he's using, everything. Then after he cleanses himself, that too is not enough. Now he must put powder, he must put underarm, overarm, this arm, everything, this perfume, that perfume, ether. Then he may even go and smoke himself up with some loban also, and some oud sticks. And then only he is satisfied that no, it is no gun on me now, you know, there is no smell on me now. Nobody knows now, I'm looking clean and fresh. There was one washing powder, I don't know if they still make it also, but they used to advertise good and clean and fresh, that washing powder, they say good and clean and fresh. And one another washing powder, that one they still make it, I'm not advertising for them, so I'm not taking their name. They used to say whiter whites and brighter brights. So now he's looking whiter than white and brighter than bright. Now he feels comfortable to walk and eat and interact and all of that. So guna is like that. The person doesn't plan guna. He doesn't premeditate guna. A mu'min with a straight heart, with a qalb-e saneem. He doesn't premeditate guna. That from 1 week in advance he's planning, no, that match is taking place, I must watch it. That is guna. That movie is coming out from 1 week in advance, 2 weeks in advance. He's checking, no, is that movie now, I have to watch it. The person is planning a date, not the khajur one, the other one. From 1 month in advance he's planning, no. So that's not guna by mistake, accidental guna, no. That the person is premeditating a sin from a long time before, that means there is kajipan in the heart. What? That heart is crooked. The heart is crooked. Right? If that person in that sewer line, Hazrat Rahmatullah used to say, that if he fell down inside there, and now you say, you know, it's nice here, man. Let this najasat go in my nostrils also. Let it go in my ears also. Where it never touch also, is making it touch also. Now what we'll see? So Hazrat used to say that person now will take him and the nearest asylum will lock him up inside. Because he's not right in his head. He's not right in his head. So the person who gets enjoyment in guna and he wants to indulge more in the guna, he go deeper into the guna, then that shows there's something wrong with the iman. Something wrong with the iman. That iman requires an operation. Right? So, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. Ya Allah, don't allow for our hearts to go crooked. The sign that the heart is going crooked is that now the person wants to go towards haram. He wants to go towards zina. He wants to go towards sharab. He wants to go towards stealing. He wants to go towards womanizing. He wants to go towards gambling. He's getting attracted to sin now. He's getting attracted to the worldly enjoyments. Entertainment, amusement, he wants to go on in that direction. He can't spend his time in ibadat. So it shows that his heart is going crooked. When the heart goes very crooked, then the person loses his or her iman. That is the worst case scenario. This is why Allah Ta'ala is telling us, make dua, la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana, after you give us hidayat. After you give us hidayat. Hidayat on what? On iman. So, the students of Arabic, they will understand the nahi. What is the nahi? What is the thing that we are preventing? So then, the whole, when you are asking that, Ya Allah, don't allow my heart to go crooked after you have given me hidayat. Why? Because I don't want to go into kufr. I don't want to go into kufr. The stepping stones to kufr is the kaba'ir. All the kabira gunas. That is the road towards kufr. And then, Ya Allah, wahab lana min ladunka rahmah. That, O Allah, gift us. Don't give us, gift us. A gift. Give us a gift. What gift? That special mercy which is by you. We're not asking for this arm mercy, general mercy. General mercy, each and every particle in this dunya is recipient to the general mercy of Allah Ta'ala. If a thing is not receiving the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, it will cease to exist. Right? That is general mercy. But now we are asking Allah Ta'ala for a khas mercy. A mercy that is by you. A khas mercy, we are asking for that mercy. What is that mercy? That mercy is istiqamat on deen. The barakat of that mercy is istiqamat on deen. And husn khatima. To die with iman. This is why we say that, Ya Allah, give it to me as a gift. Through this dua, Allah Ta'ala is teaching us that, oh my banda, no matter what nek amal you make, and you're dying upon iman, is only a gift from me. It is not because of the fruits of your actions. Because if you pass away with iman, you got eternal success, eternal bliss. Your life was only 60 years, 70 years, even if you lived for 120 years. Right? Can it compare to infinity? Can't compare. So how can our a'mal get us that success? It is only the mercy of Allah Ta'ala that gets us that success. So we must make this dua to Allah Ta'ala with a cry in our heart. And we must stay away from sin, stay away from guna. Guna takes a person away from the mercy of Allah. Zina is such a thing that Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned in Hadith Sharif. The person at the time when he is committing zina, he can't be a mu'min. That is the effect of zina. That when a person is committing zina, his iman comes out of him. His iman leaves him. His iman comes out. Now, ulama have given different explanations. Some ulama have mentioned that this action of zina is so bad that his iman comes out of him to form a canopy above him. Because if it doesn't come out of him and form this canopy above him, then an azab will hit him immediately. Other ulama have given other explanations. But to understand that this act of zina is so filthy in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, that iman can't remain there. While the person is in the act of zina, iman can't remain there. Huzur Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about, but you know, using the sight for wrong. This takes us away from the mercy of Allah. The mercy of Allah is what keeps us with istiqamat on deen and gives us a husna khatima. Gunas take us away from the mercy of Allah. Huzur Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, la'an Allahu an-nadhir wal-mandhur ilayh. La'an Allahu an-nadhiru wal-mandhur ilayh. Allah Ta'ala's curse is upon the nadir. La'an Allahu an-nadhira wal-mandhur ilayh. Allah Ta'ala's curse is upon the nadir, the one who's looking. Wal-mandhur ilayh, the one who is being looked at. So the person when he's committing zina of the eyes, then Allah's la'nat is upon him. What is the meaning of Allah's la'nat? The meaning of the la'nat of Allah is to be distanced from the mercy of Allah. Now this guna of misusing the gaze has become so armed today. And with this fitna of the cell phone, it's become even more armed. That even outwardly pious people also are caught up in this guna. Old people, young people, everybody is caught up. You see, when it comes to misusing the gaze in real life, right? For how long can you misuse the gaze? If you're looking at that girl, right, she's walking with her father, don't let him see you looking at her. So you have to steal a glance. And that stolen glance also Allah is aware of it. You with your mother, your father, now can you look now? Just quickly you can look. But you can't stay and carry on admiring and all that. Very few opportunities in real life arise like that. And even if that opportunity arises, it don't last long. Or even if that girl is alone and you are alone and you're looking at that girl for, she's there for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you look, eventually she's going to go away. But with this phone, hours and hours can go away. Hours and hours can go away with the phone. And sometime, you are making a different kind of zina of the eyes. You want to watch Khamzat and Duplessis. You want to watch them fighting. What are they wearing when they're fighting? What are they wearing when they're fighting? No clothes. They say they earn well, but bichara, they don't even have money to buy clothes. And now how many people will be sitting and watching that thing? How many will be sitting and watching? Now, are you not looking at another person's satar? This is the deception of the devil. You think it's an innocent thing. No, I'm just watching a match. I'm watching the fight. But when you're watching, you're looking at another person's satar. لَعَنَ اللَّهُ النَّاظِرَ وَالْمَنْدُورَ إِلَيْهِ. We are in Allah's la'nat at that time. بُعْد مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. We are distant, far from the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So we must read this dua to remove the crookedness from our heart. Shaitan comes with poison. He comes with different things. and causes crookedness in that heart. The heart goes crooked. And it is inclining now towards evil. It's inclining towards wrong. Make this dua to Allah Ta'ala. Rabbana, la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma. Ya Allah, you give it to us as a gift. We can't earn it. We're too weak. As a gift, you give us that special mercy that is by you. Innaka antal wahhab. You are the one, you are a great gifter. Give lot of gifts. Even to those who don't deserve, you give the gifts. So gift us this mercy from yours, from you. When a person will get that mercy, the special mercy from Allah Ta'ala, now he would experience the closeness to Allah Ta'ala. Then he will experience, you know, bitterness in guna, sweetness in ibadat. When a person has got that kajipan, is crooked, he is tasting sweetness in sin and bitterness in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Conclude on this. Our Hazrat Rahmatullah used to give this example that there was one snake in India. If it bit you, so now the poison is in your body, right? So now they give you the serum to get rid of the poison. So how they know now, in those days they didn't have all this so much equipment and technologies and everything. So the effect of that poison, one of the immediate effects was that even if you eat something very bitter, you can't taste the bitterness. So they will give you that dawa and then they put something bitter in your mouth. If you can't taste the bitterness, right, then that means the effect of the poison is still in you. Then they give you some more dawa. Until when they put the bitter thing in your mouth and now your face goes funny that this thing is bitter, I don't want. I say, right. When the bitter tastes bitter, then he's getting better. Hazrat used to say. When the bitter tastes bitter, then he's getting better. So till we're getting enjoyment in guna. Guna is a bitter thing. And we're getting enjoyment in there, that means we are sick. When we start realizing the bitterness in guna, and we want to stay far away from it, then we must know we're getting better. Allah Ta'ala, give me tawfiq, give you tawfiq, grant the entire ummah tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.